The swag bag given to Ideas Festival attendees is definitely a thing.
It is a thing.
It has become a thing.
That is a total thing.
In the past, designers Tori Burch, Ralph Lauren, and Lauren Bush Lauren have all taken a turn at designing the bags. This year, though, the bags are from a small Colorado design company, Sword and Plow. Amanda Wiggins, program associate with the Institute, works 6 months ahead of the festival to commission the bags.
This year they tell a story, you know. They definitely highlight an industry and a company that most of these attendees probably have never heard of. So that's something I'm really proud of.
One of the conference tracks this year was titled Making It in America. And it was important to Wiggins that the swag bag corresponded with that theme. In Sword and Plow, she also found philanthropy and sustainability. The company is run by Emily Nunez-Kavnis and her sister Betsy, who make the bags out of surplus army supplies. The girls come from a military family. Years ago, when Nunez-Kavnis was in the ROTC, she would come into contact with active duty military members who were facing meager employment opportunities once leaving the service.
You know, they've proven themselves as leaders under stressful circumstances, and they're also really incredible technical professionals. And so to hear that many of them were facing challenges finding meaningful employment just seemed like such an injustice to me.
To provide employment opportunities, Sword and Plow partners with veteran-run businesses in every stage of product manufacturing. And they have a program for veterans to be brand ambassadors and make commissions selling the bags. That, in turn, helps with another mission of Sword and Plow, bridging the social gap between veterans and civilians.
It's important to me because I know that there's such an opportunity to increase understanding. Some people just don't know another person who has served in the military, and I think the more stories that can be shared to humanize other people is probably the best way in order to bridge that gap.
Those stories have now been sent home on the shoulders of the nearly 4,000 recipients of this year's Aspen Ideas Festival bag. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.